You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. Praise our God, another opportunity to come into your homes, your cars, however you're tuning into the radio broadcast. Amen. This morning, we are so excited to be in the studio live. Amen. Coming on live to you today. Praise our God. We just want to go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time. We thank you for another opportunity that you allowed us to come in, God, and gather around. Amen. God, we thank you for this. We thank you for the other ones on the side of the dial. We ask you to touch them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we pray. Amen. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it because, God, he woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. Another day, another time. Amen. A refreshing. We want to give honor to where honor is due. We want to thank God for our first lady, only lady, elect lady, evangelist Bonita Watkins, my wife, church mothers and elders and prophetess and evangelists, to all of you that make up the congregation at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, which is the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. We're so excited to be on this morning. Again, we want you to be of good courage. We want you to hold your head up because guess what? He's still God all by himself, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through with, no matter what it is, God is on our side. We win. We win every time, every situation, every circumstance. We overcome, we come out, and we have the victory because why? This is the confidence that we have in who? Christ Jesus, that he do what? He heareth us when we pray. So if you pray and you believe what you're praying about, you have what you say because his word is his bond towards us. I want to thank God for all of you once again tuning into the radio broadcast. Amen. Those of you that's on the Cypress audience, praise our God. Thank God for all our evangelists. Evangelist Moses, God bless you. Thank God for you tuning in all the way from Alabama. Praise our God. Amen. I want you to know today that the God we serve, he's able to do a sin abundant. All we think or ask. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. All you got to do is what? Trust in God. But amen. The word of God says, lean not to our own understanding. You can't lean to your own understanding in this hour because the enemy wants to betray and he wants to make you feel and think that God is not with you because you're going through circumstances and situations that you're facing. The enemy wants you to look at what you're facing. But because we are walking by faith, and when we walk by faith, praise God, excuse me, it caused us to walk in another lighting, a realm of the spirit, because we would not be able to see in the natural if we're walking by faith. Now, if we're not walking by faith, then that's when the enemy wants us to look into the natural. But my spiritual sense, come on, my spiritual faith tells me that I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. I'm coming out. I have already been redeemed from whatever the situation is. So now I have to walk by faith. I got to walk through this by faith. I got to walk this out by faith. Your faith is going to be tested. It's going to be tried. It's going to be proven. Because why? The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. When we are walking by faith, you're going to be tested greatly. You're going to be tried greatly. But you must know that you know that you know that your hope, come on, which is faith, your trust, come on, does not lie in the situation that you're facing. Come on, you're walking this out through the eyes of faith. You're walking this out through the eyes of faith. You're listening to the ears of faith. Come on. Why? Because the word of God says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to hear a word. The word has to be applied to your faith. We don't need a guess word. We don't need a opinion word. We need a right now word. So when we are going through circumstances and situations that it is uncontrollable, that it seems like we're not coming out, this is why our faith stands. This is where our faith stands. For it does not stand in the wisdom of man and in the enticing, swelling speech of man. But our faith and our hope stands in the word of God. It stands in the word of God. Because you know, the Bible says that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Now let's talk about unbelief. Unbelief will paralyze you. Somebody better clap your hands right there in the words of Evangelist Moses. That's a good place to clap your hands right there. Faith will paralyze you. Faith will, I'm sorry, fear. Fear will paralyze you. Let me back that up. See, the enemy want me to get trapped in that. Fear will paralyze you. Not faith. Faith will not paralyze you. Fear. There's fear, doubt, and unbelief. It does not work and coincide with faith. Faith stands alone. Faith works by itself. And guess what? Faith works by love. You got to have a love walk. You can't say you got faith and don't love. Okay? So now let's get back there. Fear will paralyze you. Doubt and unbelief will cause faith not to work. Come on. Because the Bible says we must first believe that he is a rewarder to them that what? Diligent seek him. So we must believe and we must know without a shadow of a doubt that the God kind of faith I'm talking about that was given unto the saints, that was given, delivered unto us as believers. So when we are yet walking through circumstances and situations, we got to know that God is on our side. We got to know that God is going to bring us out. We got to believe without a shadow of a doubt that I'm coming out no matter what it looks like on that. In the natural sight, no matter what I'm hearing in the natural, but my spirit man tells me, somebody say amen, my spirit man tells me that I am an overcomer through the word. My spirit man tells me, according to Isaiah, he was wounded for my transgression. If I'm going through sickness, he was bruised for my iniquities, and the chastisement or my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. So this is what faith tells me. So if we're going through circumstances with financial problems, guess what? The Bible says that he owned a cattle upon 1,000 hills, and I am joint heir with him. Come on. I belong to him. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I'm still dealing with the faith. You got to have faith in every circumstance, situation of this life we are living in. In this time that we're living in, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So we got to walk the kind of God kind of faith that has given unto us. Come on. So everybody don't believe like you believe. Come on. Everybody don't understand why you're going through, and you're not looking at the circumstances that you're going through, but you're giving God the glory. You're giving God the praise. And they would say, well, how could you give God the glory and how could you give God the praise when you're going through this and it looks like, it sounds like you don't have no victory in this? Okay, come here, Brother Job. Testify for me for a minute, Brother Job. Come on. The Bible says that Job was a perfect and upright man. Hallelujah. He's skewed evil. Come on. This is what the word says. Okay. Remember when Satan came, hallelujah, he came and the Lord asked him, have you considered my servant Job, a perfect and upright man that walk upright, he's skewed evil? Come on. Hallelujah. So Satan said, well, I did consider him, but I cannot touch him because you have a hedge about him. Come on. See, we're protected. We're protected while we're going through some circumstances and situations. Some of you probably feel like you're not being protected because you're going through it. Some of you probably just holding your head down because you don't really understand it. Some of you probably want to give up throwing the towel because you really don't understand. But we're yet still protected when we're going through some things. Come on. He's with us. So instead of saying, well, you got a hedge about him. So then Satan said, well, God said, well, I will remove the hedge from off and around him. But guess what? One thing you can't do, you can't touch his soul. He removed the hedge from around from around Job. He removed the head, and Satan, within one day, not 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, months, and weeks, in one day, Satan attacked him, come on, with the permission of God. So, but Job did what? The Bible said, Job, he did not. He shaved his head. He went down in sackcloth and ashes. He bowed himself to the ground, and he began to worship God. Now, that took some faith, going through circumstances and situations in one day. So what he did was he glorified God. He charged God not foolish. Can some of you say that? Can some of us say that? He didn't charge God foolish. But he bowed himself to the ground. And he shaved his head and went in his sackcloth and ashes. So he put himself in a posture of praise. Come on. And we're still dealing with the faith. So faith coming. You got to know when you're going through, you got to know that God is with you. Without a shadow of a doubt, he's with you. And I want to let you know today, because we are going through, that doesn't mean that you don't have faith because you're going through. That means, it does not mean that God is not with you because you're having a little time of going through circumstances and situations in your life. You must have the God kind of faith while you're going through this, because he's able to do what? Keep you from falling. Hallelujah. He's able to present you faultless before the only wise God, our Savior. Be what? Dominion, power, hence now and forevermore. So your faith, when you're going through your faith, not your friend's faith, not your spouse's faith, come on, not your sister, brother faith, your faith is going to bring you out. Your faith is going to deliver you. Come on. Now, faith has what you call endurance in it. Faith going to be there. Faith ain't going nowhere. You must hold on to the promises of God. For Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. I'm going to say it one more time. Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Unbelief is it'll paralyze you. It'll cripple you. Come on. Unbelief. When you start not believing what God has said, because you're going through and it seems like you're not coming out. It seems like you're not coming out. Come on. And I want to just say right here and what he says. And this is the victory. And this is the victory. Come on. That we have in Christ Jesus. This is the victory through faith, because he have brought us out as believers. He has redeemed us, come on, from the curse. He has redeemed us from the circumstance and the situation that we're facing right now. Oh, praise our God. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt this morning. I don't care who you are, where you at. You may be driving on 95 on the freeway. However you tune in to listening to me, you may be by the Cypress audience. You got to know today, no matter what you in, hallelujah, that you're overcoming. You're coming out. Come on. You got to begin to confess with your mouth. You got to confess in the midst of your circumstance and the situation that you're in, that I am coming out. I am healed. I am delivered. Whatever it is, apply faith. Right now, apply faith to it. Come on, just take the word and take faith and apply it together. Mix it together. And I'm telling you, without a shadow of a doubt, God will bring you out. God will deliver you. God will. Come on, you got to start speaking faith-filled words. Faith-filled words do what? What you saying, Apostle? Faith-filled words do what? Dominate. Faith-filled words do what? Rule. Faith-filled words do what? Take over. It changes the situation when you begin to walk in faith and begin to speak faith. There is nothing else that you can speak. Come on. I'm reminded again. The centurion man. I'm reminded what he said. Come on. When Jesus was on his way. Come on. Jesus was on his way. Something else. Doing something else. Jesus, this man said, Lord, I am not worthy for you to what? Come up under my roof. But all I want you to do, he had enough faith to believe. All I want you to do is do what? Speak the word only. You don't have to say nothing. Say nothing else. You don't have to come. You don't have to try to prove nothing. I'm just saying what we, he said, all I need you to do is speak the word. In other words, this man walked in faith. He walked in faith before he got to Jesus. He operated in faith, in his belief. So what you're saying today, what are you saying? I'm saying you got to trust God. You got to believe God. No matter what circumstances you're facing with right now, you got to know that you know that you know that the God kind of faith is on the inside of you, and you speak it without reservation. You speak it without confrontation. You speak the word of God. Send the word. He says, send the word. Speak the word only. And I said, I know. He said, I know my servant. I know he'll be made whole. I know your circumstances, situations in your life. If you only speak the word this morning, only if you just operate in the God kind of faith that was given to you. Hallelujah. If you begin to speak it into existence. Some of you say, well, it's just a known fact. I'm going through this. I see it. It's just a known fact. It can't be erased. It can't be denied. Okay, well, I'm glad you're looking at it like that. But I come to reverse the situation. See it through the eyes of faith. See it through the eyes of what the words say. Come on. I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. I am an overcomer. Speaking faith-filled words. I am the heel. I am the heel. I am healed from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. I'm speaking faith through the words of God. Not just through a natural book, but this is life. The word of God is life. You can speak life in a dead situation. You can speak life in a dry situation and be called it's to come life. Oh my God, let's not even go there. Because what the word say? What it say? In the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word. Come on. And the word was God. And the word was with God. And without him was there's nothing made in the beginning. So faith was here. And faith is here now. When you begin to speak the word into existence. Come on. Come on. You got the authority. You got the authority in your mouth to call those things which be not as though they were, through the what? Through the eyes of faith and through the mouth of faith. Come on. Right now, you got the power and the authority. Come on here to change the atmosphere where you at through faith. It's through faith. Come on. It's by faith we live. It's by faith we walk. It's by faith we talk. If it's not faith, it's not faith. It's now, according to what he said in the book of Hebrews, according to what he said. Come on here. Hallelujah. Now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Right now. Not tomorrow. Right now. Not next week, but right now. It's now. It's now that we walk in it. It's now that we believe it. It's now that we have what we say. It's now. Come on. I'll have it now. What would you have now? I have my peace. What would you have now? I have my joy. What would you have now? I have my deliverance. What would you have now? I have what God said I can have through faith right now. Not tomorrow, but right now. Somebody riding along and you just tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. I have my miracle right now. Praise our God. I have it now. Come on. I have it. I walk in it. I rest in it. When? Now. Come on. And another thing I want to let you know. If you have enough faith to believe what you say right now, if you got enough faith, because God got the power to do it. All you got to do is come in agreement with what God has already said. Oh my God. Somebody need to type that. Say, I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement with what God has said. I'm in agreement. I bring my faith in agreement with what God has said. Oh my goodness. Oh, this is blessing me this morning. Your faith only responds to the written word that has already been written. Oh, my goodness. Your faith only responds to the written word that has already been written. Your faith come in agreement with the word. Oh, my, my. Your faith come in agreement with the word that has already been spoken. There's some good teaching. Already been spoken over your life. So your faith has to come alive. The word is already alive. So when once that the word meet faith, and faith meet the word, it connect and it materialize from what it has already has said. Because the seed of the word, and the seed of the word produces after his own kind, which is the word. That's why it's very important when we're going through circumstances. Watch what you say. Watch what you think. Watch how you feel. Watch what come out of your mouth. Because it's so critical. During the time you're going through something, you got to speak faith-filled words. You can't doubt. You can't, even though it's hanging around, you can't fear. You got to speak only what the word says about it. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Speak what the word say. Say what the word say. What did the word say about it? What are you saying about it? What are you applying to the situation? Apply the word and watch faith bring you out. Apply the word of God. Come on. We are living in perilous times. But guess what? We're living in the, somebody said, you might be wrong. You're living in the best time of your life when you're walking in the word. When you're speaking the word only, when you're applying the word, there are circumstances and situations that causes us to kind of bear and look to the left, look to the right. But we got to stay focused. The enemy does not want you to speak faith-filled words. He wants you to speak words that will keep you in bondage and to paralyze you. He wants you to think fearful. He wants you to feel fearful. Come on. When you're walking in the word, can't no fear, can't nothing grip you outside of this word. When you're walking in faith, as a believer, you know your God. I know my God. You know your God. I know my God. And he will answer. He will deliver. He will set free. He will heal. Because guess what? He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he does what? He changes not. He changes not. God don't change. He never changed. He's the same. Come on. Had he spoke it back then in the Old Testament, he's speaking it in the New. In the Old Testament, come on, the old patriarchs, they stood on the word of God. They knew it. They knew what having faith. They knew what having faith. Come on. So he came in the New Testament and he fulfilled the law. And now we up under grace and mercy, and we got the kind of God faith over here. So we got enough grace and enough mercy to stand on it. What he said, he's the same. He haven't changed it. God have always backed his word. But are you backing your word? Are you standing on the word of God? Are you what he said, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight. Oh, it's a good fight of faith. It's not stressful. It's not painful. Fight the good fight of faith. Somebody need to type, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight. This is a good fight of faith. Holding on to the promises of God. Holding on to the things of God. Hallelujah. Operating according to what his word said. You can do what he say you can do. You can have what he say you can have. Come on. Come on. You are somebody. You ain't just a little somebody going through. Oh, poor me. Support me. A motherless child. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Almost level to the ground. Every time I turn around, I'm always going through. If it ain't one thing, it's another thing. Change that. Start talking. Come on. I can come through this. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. He won't put no more on me than I'm able to bear. Let your faith start walking. Let your faith start talking. Victory talk. Be around folks that's talking victory talk. Be around folks that's talking the word of God. Come on. That's talking the word of God. That's talking. That's right, Evangelist Mara. Fight the good fight of faith. Yes, we all tested. We all tried. We all going through some things. You going through, I'm going through, anybody else that's naming the name of Christ is going through. But guess what? We got to hold fast to the word of God. We got to hold fast to our integrity. We got to hold fast to our faith. Hallelujah. And this is the confidence that we have in Christ Jesus. Come on. You got the victory. My time is getting close. The engineer's coming in to tell me I got 2 minutes. They let me know the engineer's coming in. That's the same way. Just so in the natural, so in the spirit. When it looks like you can't go through, when it feels like you can't, get God to step right in and let you know I'm with you. I never leave you, nor will I forsake you. The battle is not yours. All you just need to do is show up with the confidence, knowing that you already have the victory and you already are overcomer. And know this, I can go through this because I got the God kind of faith to bring me out. To bring me out, to finish the work. Do not be worried today in well doing. For in due season, you'll reap if you faint not. But guess what? Hold on to your faith in the midst of it. Hold on to your faith. You may say, well, it seems like I got 1 minute left. It may seem like I can't hold on. But guess what? Yes, you can. Because he's your strength. He's your peace. He's your joy. Just want to encourage you today. Just want to encourage you to hold on. Hold on to your faith. Because in the midst of what you're in, you're not going down. You're coming up. And you will come out with the victory. The God kind of faith that he's given unto the saints as believers. Come on. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy and your kindness. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're going to do. We ask you to bless each and every one, Father, on this side of Cyprus audience, on this other side of this dial, Father. Touch them, giving them the victory through your word, as you already have stated. And this is the victory, hallelujah, that we have in Christ Jesus, that we believe that we are already overcomers. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Listen, my time is coming, gone. I am up out of here. Join me Monday morning, same station, same time. Amen. We'll see you in the move of God.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.
Double Eagle Sawmill in Cocoa reminds listeners that since the first Memorial Day commemorated the Civil War, many American men and women have laid down their lives while serving our great nation. As we observe Memorial Day, let's remember the brave men and women who fought and died for our freedoms. That's from Double Eagle Sawmill, providing custom-milled live-edge slabs for unique mantel, surfaces, tables, benches, and more. Call 321-631-2361 for Double Eagle Sawmill in Cocoa.